Blackstone Audio presents Bloody Spring, 40 Days That Sealed the Confederacy's Fate, by Joseph Whelan. This book is read by Grover Gardner. To the memory of my father, John R. Whelan, USMC, retired, who knew firsthand what war is. Prologue. If I am obliged to retire from this line, either by a flank movement of the enemy or the want of supplies, great injury will befall us. Robert E. Lee to Jefferson Davis. Monday, May 2, 1864, Clark's Mountain, Virginia. Below the mountaintop where Robert E. Lee and his 11 lieutenants were gathered, the Rapidan River flowed peacefully eastward toward its union with the Rappahannock. Across the water to the north, it was all activity in the sprawling Union Army encampment. The camp extended several miles north to Culpeper, where General Ulysses Grant had made his headquarters, and which coincidentally also happened to be the birthplace of A.P. Hill, one of the generals on Clark's Mountain. Through his spyglass, Lee studied the vast city of canvas tents, wooden huts, smoky fires, horses and wagons, and men under arms. "I think those people over there are going to make a move soon," he told his generals. The warm, sunny weather had made their ride up the 1,100-foot dome-shaped mountain almost seem like a lark, but there was nothing light-hearted about the business at hand. The beginning of the war's fourth campaigning season. The men in the pewter-gray uniforms with the gold-starred collars knew there would be few occasions in the coming months for outings such as this, unspoiled by gunfire.